of the last 3 years, you know.
Yeah, big change.
And you think it has, it just has a lot to do with the administration?
I think administration has lost their, have become lax. They, as far as the kids trying to meet with, you know, professors,
right,
advisors.
What about like professors' spouse involvement? Like I heard that before it was co-educational, the wives had a tremendous, like they used to have parties at the, is that, were you aware of that? Like parties at the professor houses,
mm-hmm,
and stuff? Were you ever involved in any of those?
Yeah, I've catered a lot of those parties.
But now you wouldn't see that?
I haven't. I've seen a select few that are invited, like for dinner,
right,
or just a little social gathering. But I've did a lot of the parties. I have done a lot of the parties where enormous amount of kids were invited on a ongoing basis at professors' houses. But now they say it's taboo because, you know, they served alcohol. And, but, I mean, you got to meet a one-on-one with your professor.
Right.
And there was no brown nose or anything like that. They were trying to get to know the students.
Right.
And they had an open-door policy.
The professors did.
Mm-hmm.
You saw more of...
I've said, like, in the last 4 years, I've seen that decline considerably, where you cannot, I mean, you've got to go to Secretary of Need, and he can be sitting in there with absolutely nothing going on. I mean, the young guys come back and tell me, and he won't see me.
Right.
And I've seen, and I found in the last few years also, where they just see black and white. As far as like wanting to address your grade or the exam, whatever, they'll say, that's it, you take it, go. Where before I've seen them sit down with you, offer you, or if you rewrite whatever, I'll consider. Now it's no.
Right.
And one professor told one of my guys at my house last week, she said, I'm having a bad year, so therefore I'm not going to be putting so much into this, my work this year.
Hmm.
And he wanted the course, he enjoys the course, but it was to say, like, she's not going to be putting her all in it, so why should I? But he's the one that's going to suffer.
Right.
Because he's looking for a degree.
Do you notice any, do any of the...
I mean, he was devastated. He came back and I go, I would go to the head of the department and say, if she's not willing to work hard,
right,
what am I going to get out of this? And I said, she told you this on the seventh week. She'd have told you on the second week or so, you could have changed
the
class and taken something else.
Have you noticed any complaints in terms of like guys saying that a certain like woman teacher is biased towards women and whatnot? Has,
mm-hmm,
that increased, do you think?
Yep. I've heard that's happened quite a bit from several guys now.
Do you think that's realistic?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But I think you should be able to keep your opinions to yourself, not really be so noticeable, especially if you're a professional.
Right. So do you think perhaps, like, when the student body became co-ed and, you know, changed over, that some of the male administration wasn't as responsive to the women in their ideas, like the people who didn't believe that it should have been,
mm-hmm,
co-ed?
Mm-hmm. That lasts for quite a while.
Yeah.
But people got a little bit more liberated. Things were working a little bit better, so I think they go with, we can't, you know, beat them, so we're joining them. But it was really tough to begin with. Girls were denied a lot of courses. They were claiming it was shut out. And a lot of the internships, especially in the engineering department.
Really?
Yeah.
But now you think that's gotten better?
They don't have a choice.
Right.
You know, companies don't care whether you wear a skirt or a pair of slacks.
Right.
If you have the expertise they want, and union had to realize that the hard way, because some of the females were transferring from here, and they had very good averages.
Hmm.
So they go, oh, we're losing money, so we better like change our way of thinking.
So you feel that the campus is more motivated by money than anything else at this point?
Absolutely.
Has that always been the case, or?
Somewhat, but they were pumping out a little bit better teaching. I think now you're just going by every 10 weeks and then they throw it into finals. I don't really think the majority of professors are taking the place serious. And I think some of the professors that are getting here not in tenure, I think they're just here to get the salary and get out.
Yeah.
One thing that I found being in the profession is with the curving, you have an A student and you've got a floater, and John is really truly applying himself, but he's not getting that status because Sarah is just doing the curve, so he looks like he's just barely surfacing. And I find that not to be, I'd be not too happy.
So it should be more concerned with learning rather than like GPA and specific, you know, because they're the students who don't show up for class and don't do anything and they fail, and then the student who goes to every single class but just fails the midterm and final and they also fail.
Well, when I went to school, I went to SUNY, and when I wasn't in college, I went to a Catholic school. One of our things was attendance. I think that you should not get a good, if you're an A student, if you ace every exam and you only showed up 70% of the time, you will not get an A. I think attendance is the biggest part. You cannot learn from your bed.
Right. So you think there's been a strong decline in the professors as mentors, and that has to do with the whole lack of guidance and lack of support system, especially in a small college, which stresses it so much.
Absolutely.
And you think what about in the administration? Is there, you think there's an equal representation of male and female? I'm not sure what it is.
No. I did know.
Yeah.
But I won't answer that because I don't know. No, I really don't know.
Right.
After I got poisoned by so many, listening to the guys and the girls, because a lot of the girls here, you know, even if they weren't boyfriend, girlfriend, or moms, I've made friends with a lot of girls here on campus.
Right.
I can't address that. I did know, but I can't address that.
Do you notice that the guys have a lot of friends that are girls? Like in the house, like they're just friends, and they just, you know, it's like, it seems like
they
a healthy.
They did have. It's only about two or three guys now that have really girlfriends as far as friends.
Right, that's what I'm
saying. A couple of guys just have friends. It used to be they had friends.
That's
now,
deteriorated?
Yeah, now it's cohabitated.
So what do you like, attribute that to?
You girls, husband hunting.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. No, girls are husband hunting.
So you think it's more of the girls that aren't interested in just friends?
Girls don't know how to be friends, even among themselves. They don't know how to be friends.
What, do you have any instances of that, or what makes you say that?
Oh, just the petty, catty things that go on. But really, girls, not only at Union, I found, because I do work with young people quite a bit, and I just listen to their normal conversation. They don't know how to be friends with each other.
Right.
Of the same gender.
And of the opposite gender?
They don't know how. If it's not an amorous type of relationship, that's it. Or the bonding is worth what true friendship is and carry it over. It's fly by night. I don't know what contributes to that.
So what do you think, feel about the sororities on campus?
Very, very good. I think they're just hopeless now. They serve no function as to put their pearls on and to get painted up and see what party they can go to. They have no meaning. The girls, I have several girls that come over to the house, they belong to different sororities. And it's always a cat fight when I hear them mentioning anything that goes on in the house.
Right.
So you never hear what the purpose of the house is gonna do, or just general conversation of we'd like to do so-and-so this year. Just normal. It's always petty.
Right.
Everything's petty.
Right. So you think that there's more of a sense of bonding amongst the fraternities, like the male bonding is much more prevalent than the female bonding?
No, and that's not as strong as it used to be.
Really?
No.
How's that deteriorated? Just in the sense of not wanting to go on hikes and just
not
necessarily spending time?
Just spending time or trying to make time and just being, maybe just totally frustrated, and instead of trying to deal with it, the only out was like not to deal with it. You know, of any situation, you know, just in, because their house is very small. The houses are very small, except for a few of them.
Right.
But I don't know.
Do you notice any changes in like the selection process? You know, like during rush weeks and?
Yes, yes.
Do the males, do they change like their attitudes and stuff when during the rush when the guys are coming over and they're trying to impress them or something?
Well, not really. My house is pretty much down there. They are what they are on mostly all the time. And that's where, that's why I really like the house, because they're not pretentious. They don't put on. But as far as it's enthusiasm, we've lost the rush enthusiasm. I mean, we used to, when I say we, because I've been there, they would, the go-getters, to grab them, keep them interested, and do things with them to make them want to lure them into the house, not on a pretentious basis, but things that they used to do. I mean, like I said, they used to take off and do things, matinees, hiking, road trips. But now the thing is video games in the room, and that's about it. I mean, that's why we always say it earlier. They're not aware of different things that they can use that are at their fingertips in the community, in the campus, to have fun other than just drinking and being in the room. That's what fraternity life has turned out to be. That's it.
So there needs to be a general awareness of what people can change.
Some kind of interest, you know? And someone has to take, it only takes one or two people to make a difference. But now it's just kind of like going with the flow.
So you mean like someone like within the house just to be like, oh, let's get a bunch of guys and do this, and then
if someone initiates, they don't have to. But it went so laid back, it doesn't happen.
Right.
And excuse me, I think that's how they've lost some really good guys that would want to pledge and stay in the house because of lack of the enthusiasm.
Have you noticed a lot of deep brothering? Has there been a lot of deep brothering, or not so much?
I won't quote on that, but I'm sure some that don't want to be there because of like what's going on. Is they think, they say to me, as far as linking me with the underground, it's like I could do this and independent living.
Right.
Absolutely right.
What do you feel about the pressure for guys to join a fraternity on campus? Because there is
our house don't pressure.
But do you think that the average guy on campus, like just coming in as a freshman, feels the pressure to be in a house?
Yeah, because that's all he thinks. That's all he sees that he can do.
Right. So it's just a question of more options.
Yeah.
For both, and the women need to be more prepared for their options. Yeah. Well, that's great. It's just about two, so I want to keep it on you.
You got more. But I don't back. But
when they've made like co-ed housing.
Mm-hmm. Which is great. I think, well, you know, what I was saying about females, one of my things for wanting females, because I think it is small. So therefore, you know, women will be somewhat protected because they won't be thrown out to a large mass of men.
Right.
Which is great. But I thought, when you got here too, you got thrown around, just like society does with women. You know, now you're here, so you take what we give you.
So do you think in terms of in education, just because it's a small campus, like if it had been a larger campus, do you think it's safer for it to be single sex or
what, small,
larger campuses or
larger
education in general, do you think is more effective if it's single sex or co-ed? From what you've seen here,
it can be both ways. It's just that I think when you have a little bit more support because of so much drinking and drugs now, and people, you know, guys being so mad, but I think they should be a little bit more protected. And that's when I said, I think they should have a little bit more direction.
Right.
Because people are being violated academic-wise. Professors, you know, they don't want you in your class because you're a female. They won't say it, but they make sure you get shut out.
Right.
You know.
You think that still goes on?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, indeed.
But there are no classes that are all male now.
No, they're not all male, but I'm sure there's a couple of females that love to be in that class, and it's not.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I know one girl that couldn't get in the class just a couple of years back, and it wasn't said because she was a female.
But it was understood.
But you could draw the conclusion. Well, what are you going to do? It's really tough. No, I'm going to stick with her education. I'm going to stick with her women's rights. And I'm not just, you know, I still want my doors open and I still want to get equal pay in the whole nine, but I don't want us pushed in the background, especially when it takes both people to work. If you're going to get that marriage in the whole nine, and if you did well in college, I think you should start at the bottom. You should get the same pay rate and still women aren't getting the same salary as men with
right.
the same expertise. And I think that's scary.
Going through the same program as here.
Mm-hmm. They're still not. I have people that work with my brother all the time, and he's forever telling some of the female people that work with him who to go see and to not be lost in the shuffle and overlooked as far as promotions and stuff. But I said, how would you feel if that was me?
Right.
You know, and that's just the way we talk. He goes, you're right. He says, but they're overlooked. And he says, they're just as qualified. And it has nothing to do with, you know, the race. They're women. That women minority thing. They're just passed over. Oh, she's going to have kids eventually and go out on maternity leave. So she wants to come back, you know.
That's true. And in terms of change, in terms of attitudes of students here, it's just a general lack of, a general self-centeredness or a general
very
lack
self-centered.
Of, and both males and female, you feel, are unprepared.
Yeah. No, they're not prepared when they come in.
Right.
They're really not. But and someone should be here for them when they get
right.
here and pick, and be in sync and sensitized enough to think, like, maybe we should, you know, go to them as a group. And, because, you know, you come to your orientation, but what are you told in orientation? That's the not, this is, you know.
Yeah.
And that's it. I mean, personal, prepare you inwardly. Of course you're going to do the academic stuff, because if you don't, you're going to go on dean's vacation, shall we say. But in here, I mean, the growth.
Education's a joint process.
It has to be. I have a son that's very, very bright. I mean, he's very intelligent, but he lacks common sense. So, I mean, he can teach. He's a music teacher by profession. He's super intelligent, but you gotta walk him to turn on the stove. I mean,
how do you learn that though? That to come from within, or?
I mean, he can stay afloat, but it's the thing, it's like, he takes no interest in him, he's just oblivious to what's going on. But I said, you know, people aren't gonna always be around to hand you things.
Right.
I mean, that type of thing. You know, like, hit you every once in a while with something to jar you, like, oh, am I wasting away? Like, say with my house, they're wasting away on videos and being insensitive, you know, of what's going on, of failing, or not even enthusiasm, of getting involved with anything. So you go to school, and you get out, and you don't have anything to look back on.
Right.
And you could be, but what if you're doing that now, what kind of path are you leaving for people coming in every year thereafter once you leave? If it's this bad now, what's going to happen in 96? What's in September of 95?
You think people sort of have tunnel vision in terms of self-centeredness and not looking towards the future?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And administration has tunnel vision, and they see black and white along with the tunnel vision.
Right.
They're not aware of what a student needs. And we've had people that have been suffering from emotional problems,
mm-hmm.
as far as professors, psychologists, sociologists. No one picked up on that there was a problem until it was too late.
Right.
But if you have these professional expertise, what do you do with those? You don't, like you just said now, tunnel vision, you don't,
mm-hmm.
that's it. When it comes to class, she comes to class, they don't have any problems.
Right.
And you go over to your different people in health services, and they don't have a clue. So how are you getting the misters and misses prepared to get out there in a real stressful workforce, which is graduation? You know, once these doors are closed, it's like, do you sink or do you swim? What happens? If you're lucky enough to get a job. I wanted it to be more fun, but once I, you know, I'm really concerned about life now. It's really scary. And education is.
I think that's why it's important that we speak to people. Do you know what I'm saying? Because you obviously have a lot more, you know, for someone like me, maybe if I hadn't spoken to you, I wouldn't have, you know, I would have thought that, you know, this is it. You know, there's nothing left. There's other things. There's nothing more to offer here. There's nothing to go out and strive for. Do you understand what I'm saying? Whereas I think it's important to, you know, like these kind of projects and whatnot, because it really makes me realize a lot of stuff that it was different and it can be.
It was different. It was fun. Academics was really hard, which it should be. I mean, you should try to get the best
yeah.
out of a person. But it was fun in the process, too.
Right.
I mean, you had an outlet. So, okay, I'm going to go to class a set amount of days, you know, I'm going to really apply myself, but I can have fun. You know, I can relax. Like you said, you didn't even go out.
Right.
Because if you did, where did you go?
Exactly.
And there was fun. And there wasn't, I mean, there was a few little times when people, I'm sure, I didn't see them now, that, you know, maybe got a little bit too intoxicated and maybe was overly forceful on themselves, you know, male on a female.
Right.
That could have happened. I never saw it, but I see it now because that's all people have to do. As far as social,
right.
just drink, so they think. But if I'm paying money that you guys pay, you're going to find me an outlet, or I'm not going to come here.
Yeah.
You're going to fry yourself, and I'm, you know, I'm being flippant, you're going to fry yourself in class to do really well,
mm-hmm.
and then you go back to your room. You might as well be in total confinement someplace. You're never going to grow. And education is a part of growth, I think.
Right.
But social goes along with the, most of the people now that I find in my house and their friends, girls and guys,
mm-hmm.
they have to go back home to have a social release. Now I'm gonna go home skiing with my friend. Go home skiing? You guys ski here all the time.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen. I mean, just that one thing of skiing. You know.
Right, I understand.
Yeah. You know, but I'm like,
it's frustrating.
It's very frustrating. I have so much to say, but it's just frustrating that to see young adults not being able to have fun along with education and to use, you know, the grounds what you have. It's sad. Every term there's nothing. Nothing. There used to be things you could look forward to. I mean, different events. I can't just rattle off now. But there was different events like we were just saying.
Right.
So you could say, okay, 6 weeks from now I'm going to do this. You can't have anything to look forward to.
What do you think the gala's going to turn out to be?
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't have a clue.
Do you think that's going to be any helpful at all? You know, like, is that anything? I mean, granted, it's a huge event. I know you mean just casual hanging out,
yeah.
but maybe that's a little something. Because I know last year they had the winter formal.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
If they make it, I hope so. I really want
to. Have the guys been talking about it?
Well, I did hear two people this year.
Oh, yeah? Are they looking forward to it?
They're not.
Not so much?
They're not in the social scene. So they were just, I just heard it in passing. But I hope so. I hope it does something. I'd love to see, you know.
Spark, maybe.
Yeah.
That it can be fun.
I hope so. See, we used to be the party out. I mean, as far as events, you know, social events, I mean,
mm-hmm.
and that's why I say the house, because of our soirees, I was, yes. Because we would give out the invites, I mean, and I mean, it was strictly semi-formal. I mean, the professors, we invited them in the past.
Really?
Yes. So that's the whole thing, because I like to have them and parents and, you know, alums come and do other things other than drink. I mean, we had like maybe two wines or so, but most of the time it was conversation, which was excellent. And you looked your best, you know. And then, you left, and it was like, great. You know, and then after you got rid of it, you sat down amongst yourselves, that if it was winter or fall, whenever they'd make a fire, and people would tell stories, and, you know, and it was just great. It was I used to stay for all the social functions, but now I can't wait to get out. But I'm so stressed out that something's going to go on wrong. I'm going to leave.
Right.
You know, it used to be fun. It was so much fun. And we had something old Kyle would come and tell stories.
Did you appreciate it at the time, or is it now just in retrospect you realize how great everything was?
No, I appreciate life.
Yeah.
I appreciate today. I appreciate you asking. That's why I felt so bad by not being able to answer when you first called me. I love life. I make my day as best I can. And I feel bad when I don't do my best every day.
Right.
And that's why I get so frustrated with my house and all the young people. That, guys, you have this advantage because you are here. Do something. Just don't, number one, don't let administration just not let you do anything. Make them do something for you. Academic-wise, you have a question, make them answer the question. Don't just blow you off. Answer the damn question. And you with this, you write it the way you want it written. You edit it the way you want it edited. And then you feel good about it.
Right.
And if she says, I said, no, I want this in here, or I don't want it. I mean, really, it's your project. You do it.
Right. And then, but unfortunately, you get caught up in grades and whatnot.
Well, I mean, people to make... But you see, don't be intimidated. Still, stay. Oh, I'm a big radical. I did a lot of marching and stuff. I mean, I believe in rights, and I don't care what it takes.
Right.
You've got, and now, truly, women have to start taking a big stance. A big stance. I think because we've evolved back past the 60s as far as women's rights.
Really?
Oh, yes.
On campus as well?
On campus and in the workforce. They're like...
You think women professors are mistreated on campus?
I think they could take a better stand. They have the accessibility. They can do it. You're in the position. Do something. This one professor with one of my guys, because she's in, she was here for like 3 years or something. She was just going with the flow. Whatever they said, she went along with it. She didn't take her own stand. She had a way of taking her own stand. Well, I went to the head of the department and he said, if he doesn't give support, you do.
Right. Okay. Right.
So you're not going to work for your student, but the head of the department said, so who's been in those classes for all those days? He wasn't.
Right.
So, I mean, they're being intimidated. Like,
too much of a gap.